Tell me when we're ready, Effie. Okay. First, I'm going to apologize for lying to you. I said we were finished talking about Ring Mayor, but I want to add one or two ha'arot before we begin our discussion of Rabbi Elazar with your mechila. This is the right day to ask for mechila. No one's going to say no today. First of all, just one ha'ara. In the Mishnah, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, it says, the Reisha of the Mishnah says there are three gittin that are psulim, but if she gets married, then has a baby, the baby's kosher, meaning they're kosher midaraisa, right? That's what they're pasul midrabanan. And this is not Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is the Seifa. And it says one of the examples, kosa v'chsav yado v'inu lave edim, a handwritten get without edim on it. So, if it's not Rabbi Elazar, it's Rabbi Meir. If it's Rabbi Meir, it requires edim chasima, why is a handwritten get good enough? So Rashi, there's two deos. He says maybe it's not Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Meir, it's a different Tana. But then he says, no, there's in the Gemara, the Shakam Tari, the Pevav, there's an explicit deo that says the Reish is Rabbi Meir. So, Lefi, the deo that the Reish is Rabbi Meir, why is, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir is Mahshur on the Daraisa level, Ksav Yodo without Edom? Why is Rabbi Meir Mahshur Ksav Yodo without Edom? So Rashi says, on Daf Pevav of an Aleph, he says, let me find you the Right? So Baldin counts as Meya Edom. The Tosfos would not give that answer. Why? Because, well, certainly not in that sense. Because Tosos and Naftalin Mad Aleph, as I put that line in the course sheet, says that Hodas Baldin is Kmei Edim in Mamonos, but not in Gittin. Because Gemara says in Kiddushin that Hodas Baldin doesn't work in Kiddushin, because it's Chav L'Achrini. So Hodas Baldin also doesn't work in Gittin, because it's Chav L'Achrini. So why is Ksav Yado good enough for a mayor? So back to Gimel and Vayis, which is officially where we are. The Tosos, Dibur HaMaskel, Shlosha, at the end of the last middle length line, says V'afagav derav meir sabar v'chosav ayin v'chosav mikol lakam kosher avlad b'chsav yadav ayin olav edem chemet shabal atzma kosav ayin lecha chasima gdola mizo. Says, what's the reason? He doesn't say because the baldin is like meir edem. He says because since the baal himself wrote it, that's like chasima. So it's just an interesting different formulation, right? You might say, okay, just formulation is just how they express it, there's no real difference. I can't necessarily prove there is. But if you ask that Ksav Yado, the Ein Olav Edim, Kosher Mida Oraisa Lefi Rav Meir, again, how do I know? Because the Mishnah says, if she gets married, the blood is kosher, and in the Gemara Daf Gamel, the Moki Vak Rav Meir. They say the Reish is Rav Meir. Why? Says Rashi, Kimeya Aiden Dummy. Says Tosos, because Enlecha Chasima Dolomizo. I just think it works out very nicely, these slightly different formulas. And there does seem to be some difference, because Tosos doesn't think Hodas Baldin is Kimei Aiden and Gittin, because Tosos, when it comes to Gittin, says that Hodas Baldin is not Kimei Aiden Dummy. That's Tosos and Dalin Aleph. So I think it's Nicha that they have these different formulations based on what we saw in the previous year. That Toso says all about Muchach Mitocho, that for a mayor, the Yesod isn't Edom. The Yesod is creating a proof. Right? A Shtaraya, a proof. So if the Yesod is creating a proof, then Edi Chasim are one way to make a proof. But another way to make a proof is the Baal's handwriting. Because if it's in the Baal's handwriting, the woman's told, just like if it has two Edom, the woman's holding it, how do they prove she's divorced? Well, since two Edom are signed, it proves that Baal must have written it, because two Edom wouldn't lie, in halachic perspective. So it proves Baal must have written it, and she's holding it, the Baal must have given it to her, she's divorced. Likewise, if it's in the husband's handwriting, since it's in his handwriting, he must have written it, obviously, and since she's holding it, he must have given it to her. So I think this works well, that the Yesod of Rabbi Meir is creating a proof. If you're creating a proof, then this is even a better proof than two Edom. Why? Two Edom, we're sure the Baal wrote it, because two Edom wouldn't lie. But two Edom could lie, we just halachically trust them. If it's the Baal's handwriting, we're even more sure that the Baal wrote it, because it's the Baal's handwriting.
Can't you say, like we talk about Rabbi Nezer later, that you made the whole thing it's Edom and Sira, but at the end, Edom and Sira are also okay and good. Couldn't you say the same thing here, that Rabbi Meir is holding about Edom and Sira, but if there are Edom and Sira, then that, given that the first part is okay, something just...
Yeah, but I don't think they're talking about there's Edom and Sira here.
This would seem to go against the Xeris Akosta of Dabba 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 Dabba
Okay, so you're assuming that's the rule. The Gemara says in a few places, no, that might mean that, I mean, I'll mention that once in a couple times, that might just mean that you need to have a valid proof, such as to Adam. But an absolute proof is better than to Adam.
In Mammon, you also need a proof, but there's no Xerxes.
In Mammon, there's an Xerxes of Dover. I'll pitch that I made me up in Dover. After all, there's only learned from Mammon. Keep in mind, Erev has only learned from Mammon. And in Mammon, a proof is enough, so in Erev also proof is enough.
I think there's more than that. I mean, wait, I didn't see that anywhere.
Okay, but that's what Tosa says. Oh, let me just finish my thought. For Rashi, what do we say for Rashi? For Rashi, he said, it's not about creating a proof. You don't need Muchmi Tocho. Yochel is Daif is enough. It's about having Edom. Right? It's about having Edom written in there. Right? He said the Tzura of Ashar requires Edom for Rashi. So then, it makes sense. For Rashi, the Yisod of Rav Meir is that Suras Hashtar requires Aden, and therefore, as Rashi say, Ashtar is only called the Shtar if there are Aden who wrote on it. There are Aden who wrote on it, because the Baal Din is like me, Aden, so there are Aden who wrote on it. So it's a subtle difference of formulation, but I think the subtle difference of formulation, you know, at least happens to, or maybe, I'm suggesting, Bimchuvan purposely works well according to their perspectives.
According to Tosas, if the Ktav Yado is a better proof to Edim, why then in Rabban do we need the Edim and Tikkun Olam? Doesn't seem to
be that could be for a technical reason. Perhaps because we can't trust the Zman because of Shemi Yechafa al Basa Hoso, etc. Meaning, the problem is with Savyoda without Edim, then even though we have absolute proof she was divorced, we can't necessarily trust that the Zman was correct because we don't have two agents saying the Zman was correct and maybe he predated it and that could. From the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara there, it seems like that's the issue. Why? Because the next case, they're Edim without Zman. So it's not crazy to say the same problem with that is the problem with this.
Okay. Didn't that be the thing I thought about Amar and Ramban and Yibamas as to who's talking in the star of the Mizraik or the Aiden? And maybe that's what they're calling it from.
Perhaps we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, the second, that was my first lie. It's all the same lie, just three different examples. The second point I wanted to make, and here I'm going to say something you can like it or not like it, but I want to go back to something that we started the year with. We started the year with the question of the Ramban, why the Gemara starts with. It's actually funny. When I was in learning Gush for Lichtenstein, he did not like starting Gittin with Daf Beis. He said, you know, okay, or Yudan Asi apparently did, but he said you should start with Daf Yud Zayin. He liked to start Gittin Daf Yud Zayin because Daf Yud Zayin it talks about the Dino Ksivas Get. Nope. I mean, don't turn to Daf Yud Zayin. Basically, the Mishnah before Daf Yud Zayin is still about Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam. I understand that's a tangent on the way. But the Fanei Nechtam, Fanei Nechtam ends on Mishnah Daf Tesvav. The next Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin, so it's how to write a get. Okay, or sometimes you like to say, let's start with the last perek. The last perek is, for example, it has a sugya of Lazar of Meir and other very fundamental sugya about the nature of Gerushin. Can you do a partial Gerushin? Very, you sort of say, so yes. Why did the Gemara start? Why did the Mishnah start? Not the Gemara's fault, very good on Nasi. Why did he pick to start finding after finding after? So he saw two answers. One was the Rabban. He says, because it's the Rabban. Even though obviously the Raisa nature of it is more conceptually important than this Takana Rabbanan, there's a Chavivas to a Takana Rabbanan, right? Because there's this, you know, it could wax philosophical here, right? Obviously, when Hashem says in the Torah that the basic nature of the Halos is more important than what the Rabbanan add, there's a Chavivas in that Hashem appointed the Rabbanan as his partners in Tikkun Olam to make Takanas. And then we saw the Chassam Sofer who said you want to start with something nice and Gershon is not nice. So Dina Sayyam is the guy who's being nice and doesn't want to be hugging his wife when he's stuck in Dina Sayyam. I wanted to mention, well, Agav, I want to mention one thing. I'll mention a good friend of mine gave an interesting literary shot. Rabbi Shalom Carmi, maybe some of us are familiar with him. He wanted to say he likes to sometimes darshan the literary nature of every Masechet. After all, what's Gittin about? On a simple level, it's about a man and woman getting divorced. But what's Gittin about on a metaphorical level? Okay, you don't need Hasidus here. All you need to do is open Tanakh. We all know what Gittin is metaphorically in Tanakh, right? Gittin is the Golos, right? When Hashem sends us out, the Shilchami Beso is Gittin, right? Meaning, why? Everyone knows the Shir Tisha by afternoon. I go to Sal Korban. Where's the I go to Sal Korban? And the fifth paragraph of Gittin. Why is the fifth paragraph of Gittin? So the shot answer is, because you know how the Babylonian Talmud works. You get from the Indian La'inyan and tangents and a tangent of a tangent, and as a tangent of a tangent, they came onto the Agodas of the Chorban. And for a literary perspective, you'll say, no, where does it belong besides Gittin? What other Masechet could it possibly belong in? That is the Gittin. The Gittin is the Chorban of that Hashem did. Hashem is the Ish, and we're the Isha, like all over Tanakh, right? Chilas Dibir Hashem Lo Shea, and from then on, Hashem is the Ish, we're the Isha, and the Shochem Ideso is the Godus HaChorban. And, you know, perhaps that even explains why all the, what is the whole fourth and fifth parak about? In two words? Tikkun Olam. Right? Why is all of Tikkun Olam Masechus Gittin? Because perhaps Tikkun Olam is the response to the Chorban, right? Latakkun Olam is the, you know, the Hector of Master Rushasha, which as the Navi points out, is Usr for Hedyok, but is Mutter for Hashem and Kal Yisrael. So, perhaps the Derek Remez, it starts with maybe getting Medina Sayyam, it starts with Jews being in Medina Sayyam, it starts with the Golos, the Jews being dispersed in Golos, as perhaps a hint to the literary nature of the literary metaphorical subtext of the Masechet has to already start with Jews being in Medina Sayyam of the Shilchami Beso. Okay, that's what Rabbi Carmi wanted to tie up. I, being not as literarily skilled as Rabbi Carmi, and also much more of a old-fashioned London, I wanted to suggest maybe like this. The Gemara says in the Daf and Aleph that they wanted to be mokumet like Rav Meir, because Stamba sneezing for Rav Meir. And for Rabbah, he was stuck. He had to give one of the other answers. We don't pass like Rabbah. We pass like Rabbah. We being, you know, 80% of Rishonim. And Halacha L'maisa. We paskin like Rava. According to Rava, L'chor is Stamas Nisan Krav Meir. And it's not crazy to say Stamas Nisan Krav Meir, because in Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, right, what did the Mishnah say? There are three Gittin that are puzzled. Rabbi Elazar says with Eidim Asira, it's Kosher. So who's the Tana Kama? We just mentioned that. You could say it's a third Tana, but the Gemara suggests it's Rav Meir. So the Stam Tana of our Masechet is Rav Meir. If the Stam Tana of our Masechet is Rav Meir, then we have a Chakira. But if you say, like the Derech of Tosos, that what the Yisod for Rav Meir? The Yisod for Rav Meir, we'll see, maybe even for Elazar you could say this, but certainly for Rav Meir. If the Yisod of how Kinyan Shtar works by Gittin is by creating a Raya, meaning what's the Lumdus Yisod of Gittin? The Lumdus Yisod of Gittin, according to, they did Mahalik be developed in Tosos with the Rav Meir, the Lumdus Yisod of Gittin is that how does this Chalos come about? When you create a proof, the halos comes about. The halos comes about through creating a proof. It's the proof, it's the raya shabo, that's the engine that drives all Masechus Gittin. So, maybe, what is Rehuda Nasi hinting us here from a conceptual perspective? He doesn't want to start with how to write a get. How to write a get doesn't necessarily reveal to you what's the conceptual engine driving the get from a Lumdish perspective. What does he start with? He starts with, what are the Rabbanan add to the derice of Gittin? What's the first thing the Rabbanan add again, according to Rava? Not according to Rava. Only works we pass in like Rava, right? According to Rava, what are the Rabbanan add? They added that what's the problem? A guy might send to get to Medina Sayyam, and then what's the problem? The woman won't be able to prove she's divorced because there's always a chash of Ziyof. Midrabbanan, there's always a chash of Ziyof. So what did the Rabbanan do? They made a takana to say when there's any possibility that the woman won't be able to prove she's divorced, we'll make a takana to make sure that every get that's given is only kosher if it's an absolute proof that the woman is divorced beyond any possibility of questioning. Basically, it's a takanah d'rabbanan to make sure, and what's the yisod takanah d'rabbanan? We're only going to allow the get to be valid. We're only going to permit a get if it's an absolute proof that's unassailable, that there's no way you could doubt the proof. Okay, maybe they're trying to hint to us the conceptual nature of getting here. Right? They're trying to say to us, you know what the conceptual nature of get is? Look at the only the first takana drabanan we mentioned. It's that it has to be a proof, unassailable, unquestionable, beyond any shadow of a doubt. That perhaps reveals to us that the conceptual nature of getting is that it's a proof. And that works very well for Tosfos Derech Tavuch Mitocho, that the way the Kenyan works is by creating a proof. So perhaps you could give a conceptual explanation if you're going to go with hints. You could either give a literary hint, or you can give a longish hint. It's hinting to us the conceptual engine that drives the halos of Gerishin. Okay, you can take that or leave it. It's not, nothing's totally on that.
That might not work. That might not work according to Rebbe.
It's Thomas Nissen Rebbe.
It might.
Okay, fair enough. Right, according to one there. Okay, the last thing I want to point out just is, let's think for a second. All right, I got a lot of questioning that I went a little too far when I put on the board the very last few minutes I rushed through at the end of the last shiur, the machloksi were Tom and the other Rishonim, whether a mayor also required AJ Masira for Aja's Lakiyam Adavar, would he also require AJ Masira or not? So I said maybe one of my possibilities was going a little too far, and... I think I had to be molded to that. So I'll say it a little differently. If we had here the machlokes between Rav Tam and the other Rishonim within the Shita of Rav Meir, Rav Tam says that Rav Meir also requires Eidei Mesira for Eidus Lakiyam Hadavar B'Davash Rav Erva. But the other Rishonim say, no, why are you adding this into Rav Meir? We never heard of this before. No, Eide Hasima suffice. So, what's the Yisod of the Machlokas? So we mentioned that we started the cycle with the one way to read the Yisod of the Machlokas is they're arguing about whether you need Eidus Lakima Dover by getting or not. Right? So one possibility is that Gerushin needs Eidus Lakima Dover. That's really the time. And by the way, that's what most people have always thought. That's what you always thought since you were little. A Gerushin and Kedushin. You need to keep it. Darvish of Erva. And this, I'm not changing at all. Here you hold, like the Nesivos, like the Shitas, Hanesivos, that Kedushin needs Eidos Lakiyum Hadavar, but Gerushin doesn't. Right? Why would that be? So this is against Tosin Daf Dalar and Alan, which is where he brings her in time, because Kiddushin, the Gemara said, in Kiddushin Daf Samache, is Chav La'achrini. You need the Aegis Lakima Dover because it causes a disadvantage to others. It makes her also Kuli Alma Kehektish. And now everyone else in the world, if they do what they could have done with her and gotten away with up to now, if they now sleep with her, they're going to be killed. They're going to be executed. Chav lachrini, etc. Well, Gerushin is no chav lachrini. She's an ashes ish, and now she's mutter to everyone. Everyone only gained. No one lost. Even the coin gained. Now she's allowed to the coin, but she used to be chiyuv misa of the coin.
Against the Rambam too.
I understand it's against the Rambam too. Okay, but that's one possibility. We thought that was a little radical. Hash doesn't want to say no. Lekuli alma Gerushin needs Eidos Lakiyum Hadavar, or as we say for short in the Yeshivas, Eidekiyum. So what's the machlokas here? I'll just formulate it a little differently based on the Ran that if you got up to. You saw the machlokas is just this. The other Rishonim might say the Eide Hasima count as Eide Mesir for this purposes. Oh, you need Eidim to witness the Gerushin. You do have Eidim to witness the Gerushin, the Eide Hasima. So the Eide Hasima count as, give me a second, as Eidus Lakiyum Hadavar Al Hamasira, and that's the famous sheet of the Ran, that Eide Hasima count as Eide Masira, because the Eide Hasima also proved the Masira. How so? If I'm holding a piece of paper without signatures, I'm holding a tight piece of paper. that says Rachel's holding a tight piece of paper saying her husband divorced her, that doesn't prove anything. Because maybe she typed it herself. She's holding a piece of paper with two signatures that her husband divorced her. Then we know there was a Mesira. Because the two Adam are signing that the husband authentically wrote it and held it in his own hand. And now she's holding it, so we know there's a Mesira based on the Adam's.
Right, well, we're going to Talmud hold, no, that the Adam Hasima do not count as Adam's on the Mesira.
And here, I'll just reformulate a little differently, that why would, what would be the Yesod of this Machlokas? So Yesod of this Machlokas, yes?
I know the Rebbe explicitly says that it's that's the working out as such, but at least how you said it, it's not, you're saying it's the biyado factor that's essentially testifying. If that's the case, it's the biyado factor that's testifying, not the chasima themselves.
Okay, so give me a second. So here, but why would they say this? So here, basically the question is whether the Eide chasima meet the standard of Eidus Lakiyama Tavar. So we're looking to tell us whenever you have machlokas whether X meets the standard of Y. They could be arguing about the power of X or arguing about where to put the standard of Y, right? They could be arguing about the nature of Eidus Hasima or about the standards of Eidus Lakiyama Tavar. That's a mukhrach analysis. 2.1, you could say they're arguing about power of Eide Chasima. And here they'd be arguing out the Rav Chaim quoted by the Rav. Maybe the other Rishonim hold like the Rav in the name of his grandfather. He says Eide Chasima are Meyed Eidos. I'm not saying they're present. You're right, I was going too far. I took that back. Right? Are Meyed Eidos on the Mesira. Right? Remember, that was all chaf of the Rav. While the other is the Rebbe of Talmud saying, no, I don't hold for that bar to the Rav. They're not making Eidus on the Mesira. You can be medayek there is a Mesira because they were Eidus Hasima. They were only made that the husband told them to sign. And then, since she's holding it, you're medayek the Mesira. There's no Eidus on the Mesira. And he would disagree. He would say, no, there's no Eidus on the Mesira. Just a logical deduction. Obviously, we have a logical deduction there was a Mesira. The Eidim testified the husband wrote it. The husband wrote it, how did it get to the wife's hand? Obviously, it was a Mesira. That's a logical deduction. That is not Eidus. So maybe they're arguing about Rav Chaim's Kiddush. Are the Eidim Chasima made on the Mesira? Or they just made it on some background details, then we have a logical deduction about the Mesira. Or you could say, that they're arguing about standards of Eidus Lekiyama Dover. You can say they're arguing about standards of Eidus Lekiyama Dover. And here, I guess I am going to, I don't want to start making sub-possibilities and sub-possibilities and sub-possibilities that everyone get annoyed, but I might not have a total choice. You can either say, let's just leave one possibility. That Rabbi Natan says you need actual Eidos on the Mesira, and you don't have. And the other Rishonim say, no, you just need proof of Mesira. Eidos of Yemadog doesn't mean it has to be Eidos. It's enough to have proof. Eidos is an example of proof. And your Taka do have proof. And neither of them are like the Rav. Or theoretically, you could say they're both like the Rav, and one says you need Eidos, and the other says you need the presence of Eidos physically. Let's leave that for now. I think this is a more robust analysis, which hopefully will be more mekubal on us, including on myself. Now I'm ready to move on to Rabbi Elazar. Okay, let's move on to Rabbi Elazar. Says Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Mesira Karsi. So first of all, we have to ask the following very basic question, which is, there are two parts to Rabbi Elazar. One is that he doesn't think you need a chasima. That's very clear. Rabbi Elazar doesn't think you need a chasima. That's what he says in the Mishnah of Pevach. Even though no one signed on it, as long as you give it in front of Eidim Mesira, that's good enough. So Rabbi Elazar has two parts to his shita. What's the shita of Rabbi Elazar? I think right here is Rabbi Elazar. Talk in the original Mishnah of Pevach and Aleph. Our shasis have Rabbi Eliezer. But all the Achronim writings should be Rabbi Elazar. And that here so works out best in Shas. So we'll stick with that. He has two parts of the Shita. A, he says, you don't need Eide Hasima. Okay, that's not a shita that you necessarily need a svara for. You don't need any svara. You don't need Eide Hasima, right? That's just a lack of a shita. Okay, whatever svara may requires Eide Hasima, he doesn't agree with. You don't need to be modest for that. Second part of the shita is clearly that you do need Eide Mesira. Why do you need Eide Mesira? That's a valid question already. Why do you need Eide Mesira? So, what's the answer? Anyone notice any Rishonim answering why you need Eide Mesira? I mean, why not give a get without Eide at all? Why do you need Eide Mesira? Just give a get without Eide. Anyone? So you could say, what do you mean, Dover Shiva Erva? Eide is Lakima Dover. Meaning, not like the Mesiras, right? Eide is Lakima Dover, just say that. Why does Kiddushin need two Eidim? Right? We're all been in the world. Why does Kiddushin need two Eidim? Whether you Kesef Sharabi, it needs two Eidim. Because of Dabashim Erva. Likewise, Gittin. Kiddushin, there are three ways. Kesef, Shar, and Biyah. And they all need Eidos because Dabashim Erva. Not only that, according to many Mishonim, Yibum needs Eidos because Dabashim Erva. Even though it's only done through Biyah. Right? And Chalitza, according to many Mishonim, needs Eidos because Dabashim Erva. Probably most Mishonim, perhaps. Even though it's done through Chalitza. So Gerushin needs Aiden because Dabar Shiva Erva, because done through it. It's coincidental that it's a shtar. It's just because Dabar Shiva Erva. Who says that? Who says that? There are two valid answers. And there are more than two valid answers. Two valid answers on the Makaros. Rashi. Rashi of Chavezim Day says that Rabbi Yolozik, Yidam Rechassim, is to get Aiden Minat Torah. Below Sagi, the Mitzvah, below Aiden Minat Torah. Anyway, you don't need Aiden Chassim Minat Torah. What does he mean? Me draw a bonnet for Tikkun Olam. You need just so she won't get messed up. The low sagi, the low yisira, but it's not good enough to give it without Eidim Asira. The inu would the krisos, because only the Eidim Asira make the krisos. Why did the Eidim Asira make the krisos? Thou karshu bein Eidim, you must eat Eidim, dialfinan erva dover dover mi mamon. We learned dover dover mi mamon that Arias needs to Eidim. Okay, why does Rashi say? Because it's dover shiver erva, same reason as Kiddushin. But he's quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says Kiddushin needs to Eidim because dover dover mi mamon. Likewise, Arias. So one derech is Rashi, he says, because of Eidus Lakiyum Hadavar Bidavar Sheba Erva. Just like Kiddushin. Who else says the same thing as the Rama? Freudian slip there. Who else says the same thing as Rashi? I thought long and hard about whether you could get out of this Rama and say he doesn't say the same thing as Rashi. It certainly sounds like it. Effie's implying to me that he's skeptical whether the Rama is the same as Rashi.
He says more things than Rashi does.
He says more things than Rashi does, but I think he's in the same general direction. But if, after we learn Tosos, you think he's not in the same general direction, shout.
Okay?
Don't talk. Shout.
Okay.
Says the Rama, Parak Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rama says at the beginning of Parak Aleph, he says, there are 10 things that you don't write, so you need forget. What are the 10 things? And he lists them. It even has Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud. So, at least in mine. He says, in Ches, Sheyit Nehu, Love, if they ate him. He gives it in front of Adim. Gives it means Adim and Sira. Okay, and then he goes through, how do you know from the Torah you need these 10 things? So by the time he gets to, what number did I say? To Ches. He's already in Halachi, Yud, Gimel. Uminayin, Sheyit Nehu, Love, if they ate him. Harehu, Omra, Pichnayim, Moshlosha, Adim, Yakum, Dover. V'efshar she yezo hayom erva va'abal le'abim. He says bezden olamachar tiyam uteres below edim. It can't be she goes from arayas to non-arayas, meaning darshav erva without edim. Lefikach and nusla beinu beinu filu beidecha einu get klal. What does Rambam say? It can't be that darshav erva can take place without edim. Okay, this seems very similar to Rashi. Why you need Eidei Mesira? Notice, he does not say, in Halacha Yud Gimel, he does not say it has anything to do with being a shtar. In Yud Gimel, he doesn't mention the idea of a shtar. I know Yitnenua, so Yitnenu, the antecedent of the U, is a get, but he doesn't mention anything of a shtar. He mentions the Dover Sheva Erva. It really sounds like Rashi. There's a principle in Dover Sheva Erva that if I want to sell you my horse, it could be. Today it'll be my horse, and tomorrow it'll be your horse without Eidim. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, I've quoted 1,000 times already, in Dini Mamanos, lo ivru sadi, el shakri. Those Eidim are only if I think you might lie. I need to prove it. But if we're both honest fellows, yeah, today's my horse, tomorrow it's your horse. Can that happen without Eidim? Yeah, it's just a horse. And what if it's more than a horse? It's just money. But when it comes to Davar Shebe'er Erva, that, today there's Misas Bezdin and tomorrow there isn't. No. That kind of change is not chal unless you have Eidim. Very similar to Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, he doesn't give this elaborate explanation, interestingly. Just give me a second. He does not give an elaborate explanation. Okay. There's more to say about that, but not for right now. All he says here is that Kodem Matan Torah, if people wanted to get married, he would boil a bein olivin atzmo, do it without Eidim. Kim shenitna Torah, nitzav yishol shem yirtzei shalisha yikna osa tchila bifnei Eidim v'achar tchila l'isha. Okay, the Rambam sort of understands that the ikar chiddush of the Torah is, I mean, that's not the only chiddush of the Torah. Also, Kodem Matan Torah, it was only for Bia, and maybe required to buy it. And after Matan Torah, it's Kesef Shar Bia, but that Kodem Matan Torah thing, but not someone after, it's Eidos. So you have this idea that Eidos, once the Torah is mechadish, this idea of Arayos, then you need Eidos.
You can bring, what he asks, you can show up. What about when the Baal dies and she's allowed to remarry? You don't have relating, you just know that it happens for sure. That you're letting him go from this way to that way without Eidos.
That is a good question, but that might tie into a Chakira you mentioned in the second shiur of the year. Remember the Trumas Hadeshen? Of how Misas Aval works. Is Misas Aval a Chalos of a Mater? Then you'd have a better question. And I'm not sure, I'm sure there's an answer, but I'm not sure what it is. But if you assume that Misas Aval is not a Chalos Mater, rather, Bimtzias, it's impossible to be an Ishus Ish without an Ish, then you could say, no, that's not a los that you could ask the Torah give rules when it happens, when it doesn't. That's a metzias. A metzias is a metzias with or without Aegis. So I can give that answer.
Just the question both in terms of Rashi and the way we read Rambam. The way we read Rashi, it's just double Rambam, so therefore it's a Kiyama Dabar. Why does Rashi spend all the time talking about like Ziyaf and Ari Choshesh for Ziyaf? Because it's a Kiyama Dabar is not sensitive to Ziyaf at all. It doesn't care.
No, but you have to read Rashi there carefully. And hopefully when you read carefully, you will agree with me, that he's not talking about whether it's chal, he's just talking about practical problems that could arise afterwards.
But he's talking about the practical problems that could arise afterwards, specifically for Rabbi Lazar. Isn't that part of his shita of why he then requires Eidim Asira?
No, what he's saying is that Rabbi Lazar requires Eidim Asira because of Davar Shebamom, right?
Okay.
And once there's Eidim Asira because of Davar Shebamom, now there's no practical problems afterwards because the Eidim Asira will remember what's written. At least in that Rashi. And then later on he says maybe there could be some cases.
He's not saying that's the point of
no, it. No, I don't think that's what he's saying. Oh, I think you have to read in context that. So yeah, I don't think that's the point. Okay, read it in context that. So yeah, tell me if you think
of but also on Rambam.
Yeah.
If Rambam's also just making like a blanket appeal to this idea of Eidos, Sakiyama Davar, and Dav Shebamom, I mean, Rambam does quote the Pasuk about Davar, but he doesn't quote the Hekesh, the Zera Shava of Davar Dav Mamon. And also the way he frames it, it seems like it's a Svara. It seems like he's not appealing to our sense of
question. Should I shout now?
Yes, shout. So what you're saying is that the Rambam there, I'm not sure if that affects what I'm talking about right now, although it's still a valid point. You're saying the Rambam doesn't say Dover Dover Me Moment, he just says Yakum Dover.
Rambam can't use Zereshava for his general principles.
Aha. Okay, and the Rambam might view this Xerisha. After all, we know already from the discussion of Kedusha Shtar, etc. I mean, your souls go back and forth, but at the very least seems like the last revision of the Rambam, that maybe there are some Xerishavas that the Rambam views as Dere Sofrim, but some that he considers to be Masoras.
Each one is a problem.
That are Midaraisa, and maybe this he considered to be a Masorah that's Doraisa, and for that reason he just says, okay, we know that's what the word Dover means. No need to bring in a Lima to make it seem like they were Sofrim. So I think Abe is saying, well, maybe the Rambam, since his whole point is what's Minat Torah, that's the whole theme of these Yud Dvarim, that they're Minat Torah. There are other Dvarim that are Midrabanan, so he wants to have everything firmly based on a Pasuk and doesn't want to make it seem like Xer Shava, perhaps, which according to him he calls Dvarim Sofrim, perhaps. Perhaps he just thinks that he doesn't want to get into how we know what a dover is now. Lamaisa, it's a dover.
That doesn't address the starting point, though. That just addresses why he has a bit of a variant formulation of the...
Okay, correct. It's interesting that he seems to say that it is a svara, But I don't know. You read the Rambam. Again, you have to read the Rambam naively, right? You're not allowed to read the Rambam as if you know the Gemara, because that's not what he wrote it for. It says in the Torah, Al pishnayim edim yakum davar. A matter becomes established by two edim. And it's obvious that a matter includes gerushin. How is it obvious that a davar includes gerushin? Because look how big gerushin is. Yesterday she was Mises Bezdin, and today, you know, she's a heter gomer. So it's not come unless you have two edim. So you need edus l'kiyam a davar. And it's not come, it's not mekuyam if you don't have edim. Meaning, the Rambam's, what the Rambam's saying is very reasonably close to pshat in the pasuk, and maybe he's not saying I have a svara that's not a drasha of the pasuk. He's saying this drasha is a pshat drasha of the pasuk. Al pishnayim edim yakum davar.
Even still, though, that would still be megala according to the Rambam. Part of what the edim are doing is dependent upon the content of the chalos, which is significant.
Fair enough. Okay. So you know what? Let's see if we can come back. Is this what you wanted to point
More
out?
Or less, yeah.
Okay. So I admit to all of this, sorry, but one thing I think, and maybe we'll come back to this, is clear is that when the Rambam tries to explain, and I'll show you what I mean in a moment, when the Rambam tries to explain why you need Eidim for Rabbi Elazar, so the Rambam passed like Rabbi Elazar, everyone passed like Rabbi Elazar. There is no other opinion out there. I'm getting... that's clear. All the Amorim pass like Rabbi Elazar and Kid. There's no other possibility. What? And the Gemara and Dalai and Aleph. Yeah. Says Kaimala. Right. So in the Rambam pass like Rabbi Elazar, where does he get it from? He gets it from the importance of a Davar Sheva Erva. Not from the specific nature of Kinyan Shtar. Okay, so I'm going to put him with Rashi here. Even though, if you point out, the Rambam seems to be adding more. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, you know where this Davar Sheva Erva comes from? I will verbatim quote you the Gemara in Kiddushin as a technical limud. And what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, I'm not going to quote it verbatim as a technical limud. I'm going to make it into a svara. And even though I said I'm not going to get into it, maybe I'll just add one more word, which is that the Gemara in Kiddushin said that the reason why they said Kiddushin is only called to Edom. Why about Elas Baldin? Well, seemingly, they say Chav Lachrini. That phrase is definitely in the Gemara Kiddushin. Okay, we don't have the Gemara Kiddushin in front of us to read exactly what's Mukher that it means, what's not Mukher that it means, but clearly means something. What does Chav Lachrini mean? So Chav Lachrini could be taken in a very technical sense of, well, who's believed to say what, depending on if it hurts other people, right? I am believed to say something without Edom if it doesn't hurt anyone else. But only Edom are believed to hurt someone else, because how can you believe me to hurt someone else? You can only believe me to hurt myself. Well, that's not the commandment, but it's clearly only to hurt myself. Whether it's Shabbat, Shabbat, Surin, Surin, or Hadas Baal, the Mamanos, that's obvious. So you could do Chav La'achrini in a very technical sense, as, you know, technically, am I hurting myself or others? If I'm hurting myself, I don't need Edom. If I'm hurting others, I need Edom. That's definitely not how the Rambam understands the Gemara. Why? Because what did the Rambam say? He says, you know why you need Edim? Because yesterday everyone was Chayiv Misa, and today they're Mutter. You're not hurting anyone. That's not Chav Lachrini. How's it Chav Lachrini if they're not Chayiv Misa anymore? What did the Rambam say? I'll read it again. There's no Chav Lachrini there. If yesterday she was in Erva and everyone's Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, and today she's Mutteris. There's Zechus Lachrini, but there's no Chav Lachrini. Right? So how does the Rambam understand Chav Lachrini? I think he understands it in a more fundamental sense. What he's saying is that there are different types of chaluyos. There are some chaluyos which are purely the business of the two of us, such as Dini Mamonos. That Dini Mamonos is just between the two of us. We work out whatever we want. It doesn't affect anything more. It doesn't transcend ourselves. So therefore, we do it between ourselves. Davar Sheva Erva affects everyone. Not necessarily in a bad way. Could affect everyone in a good way, that now they're not Chayiv Misa anymore. The point is, this is something relevant to the whole world. It's not as relevant just to us. As a matter of fact, when I divorced my wife, I wasn't Chayiv Misa if I slept with her beforehand, and I'm not Chayiv Misa if I sleep with her afterwards. The Rambam says I'm Chayiv Lav if I sleep with her afterwards, I understand. But the, you know, difference is less for me and more for everyone in the world. She used to be Usher Kulei Amaka Hekdesh, and now what is the lush, Iker Lush we get in five words? Right? The Iker we get it. And maybe that's the Rambam understands Chav Lachrini, and that's why he makes it into a Svara. Because he understands Chav Lachrini as he understands the Svara. What's the Svara? The Svara is something that affects the whole world. The Torah cannot allow it to take place without the whole world knowing about it. And therefore you need two Edim. Something that affects only the two of us. The two of us know about something that affects the whole world has to know about. And therefore, the Rambam took that line of Chav Lachrini and he turned it into a Svara. Let me just make it a little sweeter. I wasn't going to discuss this at all. But what's the famous Kasha? And someday we'll discuss the Tosa's answer. Famous Kasha is, if it learned Dover, Dover, me, Mamon, how come indeed in Mamonis I don't eat a Yuslikiyama Dover? And indeed in Nefashos, I do eat a Yuslikiyama Dover. Yitziva, Ba'ara, Yur, Bishmei, Shmaya? How could what we learn from the Xerah Shava be more than the thing we're learning from? Start with Mamonis, where you don't need a Yuslikiyama Dover at all, only to prove it afterwards the guy lies. So Dover, Dover, in Arayas, you need a Yuslikiyama Dover. Mehechi Tesi. So the Rambam understood that no, it's not just a technical limud. It's not just a technical limud. The dover dover is one small technical part of it, which is how do you know it's two edim and not one edim? Ah, after all, Isurin is one, Mamon is two. How do you know which way Erva goes? Through dover dover, Erva goes with two. But that's not the point of Edus Lakiyam and dover. That's not the point of, you know, in Kfar, let me just put this on the board.
Now he's different than Rashi.
Yes, he is different than Rashi. And here, I apologize. It'd be a little miscommunication. He's not different than Rashi in the chart I want to make right now. He's different than Rashi in something else. But you're right. He is different than Rashi in a fascinating way. So let's just learn, what does it mean? Dover, dover, mimamo. One way of learning is that Eidus lekiyam ha-dover by... That's not such a good marker. No. Oh, what's this? Either salvation or frustration. Okay. By Arayos is learned from Mamonos. Right? Okay, that's what Rashi sounds like. What does Rashi sound like? Daf Chafez and Beis. He sounds like Dal Korchach Be'in and Aiden, Dal Fin and Erva, Dover, Dover, Mimamon. That's what it sounds like. But what is the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't sound like that. What would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say no. The number two, as opposed to one, is learned to Arayos from Mamonos. That's all Dover Dover Miyamo means. It means, how do you know two and not one? Ah, that we learn from Arayos, from Mamonos to Arayos. But that's not Edus Lakiyama Dover. Hey, they say Edus Lakiyama Dover. How can you learn Edus Lakiyama Dover from Mamonos? It doesn't exist by Mamonos. So where do we learn Edus Lakiyama Dover from? No. Edus Lakiyama Hadover is a Svara of Chav La'achrini. What does Chav La'achrini mean? Chav La'achrini means something that affects the world needs to be witnessed by the world. Something that affects me needs to be witnessed by me. Something that affects the world needs to be witnessed by the world. And that's exactly what the Rambam says here, is it not?
Yeah.
Equals, what does that mean? Equals a halos with global implications needs witnesses in order for it to be chal. And that's exactly what the Rambam means. E-F-shar, dot, 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 whatever he says right here. Shekhtiya zo hayom vichuli. So if you want to know why does the Rambam sound very different than Rashi here, Rashi says dover dover mi mamon, and the Rambam just makes it sound like pshat in a pasuk, then Abe could be right. Because the Rashi thought Zereshavas were Doraisas, and he was satisfied. Zereshavas are Doraisas, so he wants to like hide the Zereshavas and say, it's really just a Masorah of Pshat in the Pasuk, not a real Limud. It's not a Limud Zereshavas, it's just a Masorah of Pshat in the Pasuk Zereshavas. You know, like the Rambam says about Ayin Tach Zayin. What does the Rambam say? You think Ayin Tach Zayin is a Limud? Nah, it's not a Limud. It's really just a Masorah, that's Pshat. So you could read it that way, in a technical way, but I think you could read it a Lundish way. The Rambam saying, I don't want to say Dover Dover Mi Mamon, because that's confusing, because we don't learn Edus Lakiyama Dover from Mamon. We learn it from Chav L'Achrini. What's Chav L'Achrini mean? Chav la'achrini is a, it doesn't actually mean chav la'achrini. The Rambam doesn't say any chav here. He says zchus. It means something with global implications needs to be accessible to the, something with implications of the whole world needs to be accessible to the world to be able to chav. And that is a svara of yakum davar, as the Rambam says. As opposed to Rashi, who says, no, that's learn davar davar mimamud.
Once you raise the point that davar davar mimamud seems like a bad makar for eidus lekiyum davar, what in Rashi is indicating to you that Rashi is even requiring eidus lekiyum davar and not just eidus lekiyum? And it's just a question of what...
No, in hu da'av di krisos, that's very clear. In hu da'av di krisos, they make the krisos, that's clearly kiyum davar. They make the krisos, not they prove it
afterwards. They make the krisos, no, that if it's not provable, then it's not krisos.
Okay, you could, but that's not the simple shot of Rashi. I hear what you're saying.
You can defend the...
You can, what about the fact that now what I'm calling Rashi, which you could say if you want to turn Rashi to Rambam, you can, but maybe the simplest way to read Rashi. The simplest way to read Rashi look stupid. After all, how does an interpreter come out? Rambam doesn't cry, he just looks like a dumber. So here you have to say the Ketzos, which I also said I wasn't going to mention. But that's the famous word of Ketzos. The famous Ketzos talks about this. What does the Ketzos say? The Ketzos says, how do you learn from Mamonos, Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar? Mamonos doesn't eat Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar. So says the Ketzos, famously, no, Mamonos does require Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar. Otherwise, how can we learn it to Arayus? But it doesn't. So what does the Ketzos say? No, Mamonos does require Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar. But... Hadas Baldik made him dummy. The Baldin's there, that's Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar. But the Baldin is Kimea Aedin. So in Mamonos, it requires Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar, but there always is Aedus Lekiyum HaDavar, because the Baldin is Kimea Aedin. And the Baldin's there. So why can't we say the Baldin's Kimea Aedin by Arias also? The answer is, that's what Chav Lachrini. It's a technical point as to why Hodas Baldin is not Kamei Edim Dami, and therefore you need to Edim. But the Baldin doesn't count for Arayos because it's Chav Lachrini. So for this era, Chav Lachrini is a detail in, you always need to use the Kiyama Dover, but who are the two Edim? In Mamonos, the Baldin is the two Edim. He's actually 100. And in our Erva, because of a technical problem with Chav La'achrini, the Baldin can't count as two Edim, so you need two real Edim. But it really is learned Davar Davar Mimamon. That's the Ketzos. As opposed to, I think the Rambam sounds not like the Ketzos. The Rambam sounds like Davar Davar is just how we know two. And if you actually would look in the Gemara there, it never explicitly says we learn to use the Kiyama Davar 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 Mimamon in Kiddushin. No, maybe just learn two as opposed to one, like Yisurin. How do you use the Kiyama Davar? That might be if the Rambam says that's a spur of Yakum Davar. So the Rambam might be very, very different than Rashi here, even though they end up in the same halachic concept, even though it's coming from different places.
Like Tosfos has Chol Achrini, and it's, then we slowed that up and said that's not really a Chol Davar Oser beforehand. But the Rambam could make the whole, you still can't. You could have a case where it is still a Chol Achrini. The husband, the brother of the Baal was Megarisher, before he gave her a get, he could die and he could end up marrying her by Yibum. So there are cases like that. So that's why he has to go to a general philosophy, not specific Chol Achrini in particular.
I mean, okay, so maybe he could have found the Chol Achrini, but he preferred to go this way.
No, he doesn't want it. He has it. That's why he doesn't want to go that way. He wants to go to a general thing. So even if you come up with cases, that doesn't bother
him. Okay.
You see for the Rambam that Chav Lachrini, it's an union of Chav Lachrini. It can go in either direction. In other words, that's why you need a kasher gate, because otherwise she'd be an eshes ish. So that's his point. You need to have Adin because to go from one to the other, you have to have
correct. Meaning, Chav Lachrini means either one of the sides is Chav.
Exactly.
And obviously the other side is a Chav. Fair enough.
The Rav in the Shiurim defines the Rosh HaBe'erva as something that changes the status of the person. It's not necessarily Erva in the technical sense, but some says that. It seems to me that's what the Rav is saying here. Her status has changed from what she was before to what she was after.
And to change
you need Edim.
To change the status of a person, you need Edim. Okay,
it's,
I'm familiar with that. Yeah, I'm familiar with that part of the Rav. It's also printed in the Shatter type that published in the Eretz HaTzvi earlier. But I guess it could very well be. It's not as intuitive to me why that requires more Eidim than Mamados. Let's say the status of a person is more significant than the status of a horse. Okay, fair enough. You know, I won't put that on the board, but we'll leave that as an option in our heads. Now I just want to come back.
As far as I can check, the Rambam doesn't bring the phrase "en dovash ha'me'er ba'el anywhere.
Fascinatingly. Even though he clearly holds it.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so we have to figure that out. Let me just, yes.
I think you're misleading us when you wrote that on the board. One, two. I mean, I think that maybe I know the Rebbe would turn over in his grave for this one, but maybe Rebbe Lazar does.
Give me a second. You're always just getting ahead of me. You mean A and B when you said one, two, right?
A,
you mean
B.
This and this. Yeah, I understand what you mean. I understand exactly what you mean, and I'll get there. Fair enough. Chazaka, at the very least a role that when Joel argues on me, it's what I was about to say. Even though it's not what I'm about to say, it's two steps down. Or maybe even 20 minutes from now, but you'll forget.
But the way I like it is because you don't say it the way I would say it.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm guilty. I'm even happy to call it just not better or worse, just different. Now, Tosfos, though, seems to have a different approach. Well, first of all, the Nesivos clearly has a different approach. What is the Nesivos Hashita? We already saw the Nesivos Hashita that you don't need angels to keep a dover and gittin. Why? Because the old gittin is not chav lachrini. It doesn't hurt anyone. Now, the Rambam doesn't care. It doesn't have to hurt someone. It just, if one of the directions was worse for people than the other. The Rambam doesn't care if it actually hurts someone. And Toso says it does actually hurt someone. On Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, what does Toso say? Who does it hurt? It hurts a Kohen. Now, this is an assumption. What do you mean it hurts a Kohen? Today, if the Kohen sleeps with her, he's Chayiv Misa. After the Gerushin, now he violates a lav. How is it hurting him that he's Chayiv Alav instead of Misa? So Tos thinks, no. Today, if the husband would die, the Kohen would be mutter to marry her. And after the Gerushin, even if the husband dies, the Kohen's usher to marry her. Now, is that called Chav Lachrini exactly? You know, not necessarily so pashut. That is called Chav Lachrini. Meaning, that's a grum of Chav Lachrini, right? So there's a grum of Chav Lachrini called Chav Lachrini. Okay, yesh lion. I come from a long shvut, but someone would say no. So, is it Chav Lachrini or not? Let's review the three shitas. Is Gerushin Chav Lachrini? Is Gerushin called Chav La'achrini? Tosos says yes because of Isser L'Kohen, which is not so pushy. Because right now, the Kohen's, it's not Chav for the Kohen. It's only Chav for the Kohen. Lo Yitzurin, the husband was going to die. And he never promised us he was going to die. Or die before she did. The Rambam says yes, because he has an expanded definition of Chav Lachrini. Right? It doesn't literally have to cause a loss to someone to be Chav Lachrini. No, it just has to have a big effect that one way has a trend that her status changes, or her status change affects people in a significant direction. The Nesivos says no. What's the Chav Lachrini? Everyone only gains from the fellow divorcing his wife. No one loses what's... The guy loses and the wife loses, right? She loses Sher Ksos V'Ona. And you know, he loses what rights he has. But that's not a Chrini, that's them. No one else loses anything. They only gain. So Nesiva says, there is no Chav Lachrini. If there is no Chav Lachrini, then there's no need, no matter which of the Rashi, the Rambam, or any other shot you want to take in the Gemara in Kedushin of Samachay, there is no such thing as Eidus Lakiyim Adover. And then Nesiva says, before there's no Eidus Lakiyim Adover by Gerushin. So why do you need Eidim Nesira? So Nesiva says, very explicit, did it get tossed the possible Eidim? I picked up the middle of Nesivas. He had previously said, it's not, you don't need Eidus Lakiyim Adover, so why do you need Eidim? Did it get the possible Eidim? Time of Queen Eidim Milsa. the atosos, the getting, etc., etc. The afilu ben mamam sharkin in kaltav sodai makur lova in shamlo edichsim leinu mesir lo ksav yadu afshanosim bodish vasul yadu laf tovu, etc., etc. Why she'ein lo din shtar cloud the ein chashiv shtar rak sheish raimin. It's not a shtar without edim. It's me din shtar. He takes a very different approach. That's the dover shiva erga. And it also happens to be a shtar. But same would be for Kesef Kedushin and for Bia and for Yibam and Chalitza. No, it's not a shtar. It's taka, not like a dover shiva erga.
That's all Rabbi Meir.
No, he is not only talking in Rabbi Meir. No, he's not. He says, lo edim asir, lo edim chasima. He is Rabbi Elazar, lo fidaram on the riff. Says the Nesivos, he says, no, it's midin shtar. It's only a kinyan shtar if there's edim. What's the difference? Rabbi Meir says it's only kinyan shtar if there's edim chasima. Rabbi Elazar says it's only kinyan shtar if there's edim asira. But a kinyan shtar needs edim, even lefi Rabbi Elazar. And it's not only the Nesivos. The Nesivos says he's getting it from Tosfos. Okay, he says Tosfos, way the Tumim explain Tosfos. But I think if you really work very hard on it for a few hours, you'll see this is the only way to read Pshat in Tosos. What does Tosos say? Let's at least read one line of Tosos. At the end of Tosos, of Dalam Ranal says, V'chein shtar matnes karko, shtar mecher shalukini karka. How about selling field, right? You know, a karka is nicknamed the kesef shtar v'chazaka. The anal araya, even forget about raya, just a kinyan of karka. Ein mo, klon, relazim, yadur, shalonas, v'dei edim. It doesn't work if you don't have edei mesira. And then he says, miyu, you can say if there's edei chasim, that's good enough. Miyu yesh l'chalek. Sagi the Eide Chasima. Okay, maybe Eide Chasima, but without Eidim is for sure not good enough. Tosfos has no opinion that it's Chal without Eidim. Right? So basically, what's the Nafkamina? Very, very Pashut. What is the, L'chora at least? Okay, one could get out of this, sure.
How does the Nesivos read the Gemara Kedushin? I thought like it's.
The Gemara Kedushin is not says getting at all, it's only discussing Kedushin. It doesn't mention getting that whole Sugya.
It's not just discussing.
It uses a dover from Mamma to Erva, but it never discusses Kedushin in that, getting in that Gemara. Now, you could say, obviously it meant to, but it never does. And why do I say this in Tosfos? I'll explain in a moment. And the truth is, we haven't read them all, but a lot of Rishonim on Daf Pei Vav sound like Tosfos side here. Maybe we'll get to see some of them Behem Sheikh. You can take my word for it, you cannot, it doesn't really matter. But the Ramban and others seem to go this direction. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is obvious. The Nafkamina is, what about a Shtar Kenyan Karka? Karka is Nignes, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bechazaka. What about a Shtar Kenyan Karka? Does that need Eidim Asira for every lesser? It doesn't need Chasima, that's clear. Right? What about a Shtar Kenyan Karka? Where Rabbi Elazar says Yeshita, even in Shtaros, right? Not only in Kenyan. Tzvachluk Zamarom, whether we paskin like him in Shtaros or only in Gittin. But it clearly says a sheep in Shtaros. What if a shtar can be karka? So that's the most obvious nafkamina of this Hakira. If he's saying you don't need a chasima, and you only need a mesira to the darish of Erva, then by shtar kin and karka, you shouldn't need Adim. After all, by kin and karka b'kesef, do you need Adim? No, if we're sadi el shakri. By kin and karka b'chazaka, do you need Adim? No, if we're sadi el shakri. So by kin and shtar, so you should say, you don't need any edim. But if it's Bidin Kenyan Shtar, no, the Tzur Kenyan Shtar requires edos. You want to buy a field with Kesef? Go ahead with that edim. You want to buy a field with Chazaka? Go ahead with that edim. You want to be creative and buy a field with Chalibin? Go ahead with that edim. But if you want to buy with a Shtar needs edim. That's what makes it a Shtar. A Shtar is edos, not only for a mayor, even for a lezer. So, there's all the fever of your lover. So, then, it needs Eidim. And one of the 2 days in Tosos, either it needs specifically Eidim Asira, or it could be Eidim Asira or Eidim Chasima. But it definitely needs Eidim, right? I mean, maybe the Eidim Chasima could substitute, maybe they can't. But it definitely needs Eidim. It's not Chal without Eidim. So, this is the Shita of Tosos, Andaf Dalet and Andaf Yud. Says the same thing. He expresses it. Slightly different word, but he's definitely saying the same shita in terms of the facts. As opposed to the Rambam, here I know this is controversial, but listen to the lush of the Rambam, and I think Pshat of the Rambam, okay, I think, you'll tell me what you think. The Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Mechira says, how do you buy a field? Says the Rambam, Ketzav b'shtar, and especially contrast it with Hilchos Gerushin. Ketzav b'shtar, kasav lo al anir or al acheres or al ha'oles, sodai nesunulach, sodai mechurulach, even she yir shtar li yadu kana, afi she ain't sham edim klal. Even though there are no edim klal, what does klal mean? Not edim chasima, not edim asira, there are no edim klal. It seems like the Rambam is trying to make a point here. What's the point of Rambam trying to make? In Hilchos Gerushin, I said, minat Torah needs edim. But in Hilchos Mechira, Sadan is Chorlach, Sadan is Sunalach. What do you need Edom? What do Edom have to do with anything? I think the Rambam's giving us a clear picture. When it comes to Erva, Hayom, and Chayim Misa, then you need Edom. When it comes to selling a field, I understand a field could be worth $1 million, but it's just money. Then when it comes to selling a field, Achbishen Shem Edom Klal. I think it's Pashtus in the Rambam, don't need any Edom, and this is the sheet of the Rambam. And I'm claiming Rashi would also agree. I have no way to prove what Rashi holds. I admit, I can't prove what Rashi holds, but I'm claiming Rashi would also agree. Rashi and the Rambam say Rebbe Elazar only requires for Dorshim Erev, but in a Sada he wouldn't. And Tosus, the Nesiva, saying no, it's the Esem Mira Lord Shtar. It's the Hagdar of Kenyan Shtar requires Eidos. Rebbe Elazar is not so different for a mayor. And here's where Job would say, don't write that he doesn't need a chasima, but he doesn't need a Sira. No, it's one shita. They both agree shtar is Eidos. They just argue exactly how they even fit into the shtar. Do the Eidim do chasima, or do they witness the Masira? And that's Tosos l'shitasam. Okay, we'll have to get to the two deis as to whether you need a Masira or whether you need a chasima could substitute. But it's very clear that without Eidim it doesn't work. And the Yudim is even clearer that a shtar without Eidim is not kona anything. He says that even if you say that a shtar matana with chasimos is kosher that edim asira, that's only because there are edim chasima. If there are no edim avad, there's no having to be kosher. Now, here I admit there is another pshat in the Rambam. There is another pshat in the Rambam. And what did I? If you look on the side of the Rambam, no one talks about this. But the Rambam's copied by the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, Kedarko Bakodesh. And once the Rambam makes it into the Shulchan Aruch, then everyone goes crazy. Says the Shulchan Aruch, exact same as the Rambam. I don't know if you read the Shulchan Aruch. He just repeats the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, right? Most of the time, he just repeats the Rambam. Says the Sma, Afi She'embo Edom Klal, Tulo Eversad El Shakri. He quotes the Mark. You only need Edom to prove it if someone lies afterwards. You don't need Edom for it to be Chal. You only need Edom if you don't want the guy to lie. Etc. Of course you don't need Edom for Kinyan Shtar by Karka. Right? And I think that's Pashup Shad in the Rambam. Truth is, I think that's Pashup Shad in the Rambam. Rabbi Akiva Eger questions it. And the truth is the big thing. The Bach questions it a little, Niktos questions it, but the Shach agrees with the Sma. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, Nifta Vitzido, he wrote on the Sma, Timhani, how can the Sma say this? Tibiksav Sofer Enel of Edom ain't in Shtarolov. If there's no Edom, it doesn't have Shtar. How is it Kona? I mean, it's not called a shtar without Edom. This machlokas sman Rabbi Akiva Eger is this chakira. They're just arguing that now he hints with Shad and Ram. So this is the sma. If you're looking at Shulchan Aruch, this is the sma and the shach and others. And this is Rabbi Akiva Eger. Timhani, without Edom, how can you be kona? That's backwards, right? I put that the wrong way. Here is the Sma, and here is Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Lashon is so great. What's the Lashon of the Sma? The Lashon of the Sma is, though ever said, in Mamonos, why do you need Edom? He's not impressed by the fact that it's a shtar. That is not relevant at all for him. And Rabbi Akiva, he just has, I mean, the Ksos says is much greater light, but he says so nicely. The angle of Edom ain't in shtar of Ma'akana. Where's the Maisa Kenyan? It's not a shtar. Right? That's taking the Nesivus aside. I'll be honest, in the interest of full disclosure, Rabbi Akiva Eger is hinting here, and there are fewer going to follow this way, maybe even the Rambam is really holds like Tosos. Maybe even the Rambam really holds that you need Edom in Kinyan Shtar. He just said, Afi She'en Shem Edom Klal. So here Rabbi Akiva Eger is hinting. He says, the Imek Savyad, Savyad Mocher, then that doesn't work with the Sma earlier. Okay, so he thinks the Sma doesn't know what he's talking about, but he's hinting that it's a good shot in Tosos, it's a good shot in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, just the Sma is still Tzarech Yud. Right? What is it that he want to suggest in the Rambam? The Rambam says, Kosav lo al hanir al acheres. Kasav lo means ksav yado. Ksav yado is kamei eidim dami, because it's a proof. It ain't lachach zima gadol mizo, etc. So the question is, how dafki you take ksav yado? I think Pshat of the Rambam is like the Sma. No, the Rambam's not saying that you don't need eidim as long as you have ksav yado. The Rambam would have to say that very explicitly, like he does. The Rambam would have to say that very explicitly. The kasav lo, that initially he wrote in his own handwriting. It means he arranged to have it written. He went to a sofer and got it written. So I can't promise you what the right pshat in the Rambam is. Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to hint, and other reporter want to do more than hint, that pshat in the Rambam, again, the deceit is based on Tosi, not saying pshat in the Rambam. Rabbi Akiva Eger wants to say that pshat in the Rambam, he wants to take the Rambam and put him on this side. He wants to take the Rambam and put him on this side. He wants to say, no, the Rambam also means that mi'etzem hagdoras kinyan shtar, whether it's Erev or Mamon, doesn't matter, you need Edom for it to be a shtar. Mi'etzem hagdoras shtar, you need Edom for it to be a shtar. Give me a second. Why did the Rambam say you don't need Edom? It means you don't need Edom if it's b'ksav yado, because ksav yado is a good proof, like we know from the Tanakhama in Daf Pei Vav and Aleph. But I don't think that's that's what the Rambam sounds like. The Rambam coming to emphasize to you how you don't need Eidos. He doesn't mean you don't need Eidos, but I've hinted to you that you do need Eidos, just Sav Yodim can substitute for it. Really sounds like the Rambam, you don't need Eidos. And that fits what he says in Hilchos Gerushin. Meaning, according to the Rabbi Akiva Eger, what the Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin is funny. If, even if you need Ramanos, you need to eat him on a shtar, then why is he emphasizing how it's a Ge'er and Chayiv Misa? So you have to say what the Rambam means is that, it's an erva and chayiv misa, and after all, that's just as serious as money, and therefore you should need two eidim. And, but who says you need two eidim for it to be chal? Maybe you'll need two eidim to prove later. And we all know that kinyan shtar requires eidim. That's putting a lot into Hilchos Gerushin. I think Pashtun on the Rambam is that no. Read the Rambam, it helps Mechira in the simplest sense. He's trying to emphasize that eidim have nothing to do with kinyan shtar. I understand Eidim have to do with Eidos Shtar, with Shtar Raya, obviously. Eidim have nothing to do with Shtar Kinyan. Well, why does it get need Eidim? It get needs Eidim to the Darvish Shiva Erev, not because of Shtar Kinyan. So I'm going to go with the Sma. If you want, you're welcome to disagree.
You don't need to go with this. I mean, you still need
that
from his Chayim in order to be a Shtar.
I don't know.
So it either has to be Ksav Yodo or the Eidim of the Shluchei Habal that he told them to sound like.
No, that's for Shtar Raya. We're talking about a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan has nothing to do with Eidos. So that's what I'm claiming.
I'm not saying Eidos, but you still need this. You need someone to know with him doing it.
No, you need him to do the Maisa Masiris Ashtar. That's what you need him to do. He needs to hand over the Shtar. That's what he needs to do.
The way it was expressed in Yevamos is you need him to tell the Eidos to sign the Shtar.
That's a shtar raya. So what I am claiming here. What I'm claiming here is that now Tosos, by the way, also thinks that's a dumb shtar erva. Tosos really thinks there are two reasons: it's because dumb shtar erva and because of shtaras, right? So it says the Rashi and the Rambam. The way I'm reading the Rambam, shtar kinyan has nothing to do with Aegis for Rabbi Elazar. I know for a mayor it does. For Elazar, nothing to do with Aegis. Only did dumb shtar erva. While the Nesiva says, no, it's not a Dabashiva Erva, it's me Etzem Hagdara Shtar Kinyan that needs Eidim. And Tos will say me Etzem Hagdara Shtar Kinyan needs Eidim, although they also happen to admit it's Dabashiva Erva, but that has no Nafkamina necessarily, or no direct Nafkamina yet. And this is the Nafkamina.
I was just trying to understand that the Hemshech of the Halach and the Rambam, also in the Shulchan Aruch, is Mechalik says, B'men Dabar Mamurim, when you're selling the Sadev Ibn Rasa. But Shar Karkos, even then he adds, if you do have Eidim, then it's not Chal until it's Mechalik between.
Yeah, no. So that seems to be based on the Gemara says. The Gemara assumes that when you're trying to get rid of a field, then you rely on the derisa of Kenyan Shtar. When you're only selling the field because you're desperate for money, not because you're trying to get rid of it, then there's a Tumdina that you don't mean to sell the field until you get the money, because how could you manage without the money? So that's what I meant. When you're not selling it because it's bad, you're selling it because you need money, then it's an umda that you don't mean it to be chal till you get the money. And even if you beef up the Kinyan Shtar in ways that make it seem serious, like at Edim, right, it doesn't matter, It's an umdah, you don't need to sell until
but
you get
can
the
we
money.
Only learn Mimadai from this Rambam in a case where you're selling it Mimadai Rasa and then you're the.
Yeah, but that's the Raisa. The case of not Mimadai Rasa is an umdah that's not the.
Isn't that most Raisa. Times when you're selling something?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because the conceptual nature of it is what you do Mimadai Rasa. It's just an external umdah that changes it, but it's not Mimadai Rasa. Okay, this is a basic, two basic ways of understanding Rabbi Elazar, which we're going to just try to deepen a little. In our next thing we say.
Well, I thought there's another Rosh that says Masha Vasir Krisis. It's also being alluded to here.
What do you mean?
It's on a chalpet of a bet even. It's a double Krisis again, Enum and Drogo and Sagi. But it's the Enuhuda Abdi Krisis. It's like it's alluding to it here, but I forgot. I have it somewhere over here. There's another Rosh, I think it's in Fusion, where it says that the Enum is certainly going to be Masha Vasir Krisis. It doesn't say anything.
You have to find it for me. I mean, maybe you're right, but you have to find it for me.
I don't have
a Kedushin
here, but it's
Memchet Amar Aleph. Rashi and Kedushin
Memchet Amar Aleph. I don't know the last
one. Okay. Karsi mashvili sefer krisos. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says Karsi is mashvili sefer krisos, and maybe he's going according to Rabbi Elazar. I mean, Lachor is going in both. Interesting. Okay, Yesh Lod and I have to think about that. Obviously, you could say he's not trying to tell us the Lundish here. He's just trying to explain the lashon of Karsi. Where do they get the lashon of Karsi? Oh, it makes it a valid sefer krisos, even though it only makes it a valid sefer krisos for sign reasons. So you could neutralize the Rashi, or you could try and build more out of the Rashi, and then have to think about it. Okay, but it could very well be he's just trying to explain to you where the word Karsi comes from. Where does Karsi come from? Sefer Krisis. He doesn't mean that it's internal. It could still be a side point. Okay,
Yesh Lachon. Okay. If we look at Rav Chaim and say this, I don't think we can have a Star King even know that's on his
Chayim. According to Rav Chaim and Hilchas Eidos,
I mean, maybe you have to think about it.
You're asking a good. You're asking a good question. I was wondering about that also. The Rav Chaim Nachos Eidos doesn't sound like what I'm saying in the Rambam. What's funny is that there's a stencil in Bava Basra which does sound this way. And I have to think about that. You're making a good point.
You're making a good point. The stencils weren't worth too much.
You don't need to be a luchling to say that when you compare something someone wrote with something that Talmidim wrote. Yeah, okay, that's a good ha'ara. It could very well be that, as a matter of fact, I think someone told me once that the Rav actually said like this for Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So it could very well be that Rav Chaim might interpret the Rambam differently. And say that, no, it's Be'atzim Din Shtar. Oh, what the Rambam waxing poetic in Hilchos Gershon Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel about yesterday Erva, etc. He really is Din Shtar. Just how do you know that it requires two? You know it requires two because it's a serious matter like Mamonos. Who am I to argue Reb Chaim? But you're right. Okay, let's leave it at that. Reb Chaim says sounds like I want to move on though because everyone's falling asleep.
With the Rambam's cheaper though. That the Rav El Yehuda Misira can't be part of the Shtar. I mean, the Rav cringed at that Shita. So that would fit. So you need the Yehuda Misira of the Kiyum HaDavar, and the Shtar part is that from his
time. Right, the truth is that even... let's think about that. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Okay, Rabosa, I want to move on a little because I need to explain what I said a little more, but I also want to start at least learning one Tosfos. I want to do a lot more. Okay. Says the Gemara in Daf Gimel on base. Rabbi Elazar Amar Afi She'enol of Edom Elish and Nosnol of the Edom Kosher V'govem Minachasim Mishuabadim. With Edom Asiri V'govem Minachasim Mishuabadim. What does it mean, the gove minachasim mishubadim? Valid question, no? What does it mean, the gove minachasim mishubadim? So, Rashi brings down two perushim here. The gove minachasim mishubadim, gove ksubasa begetzem minachasim mishubadim, the tam ksubasa begetzem, gove ksubasa. His first lashon is, It means that he's talking about a get. What's the Rebbe talking about? He's talking about a get. He's talking about a get. A get is kosher with Eidim Asira. And as a side effect of a get with Eidim Asira, she collects her ksuba from the Chasim Meshubadim. Why collect the ksuba from the Chasim Meshubadim? Because that's the rule of ksuba. As the rule of ksuba is, even if you don't, whether you write a ksuba or not, it has a shibad, it has a shibad nechasim as a rule of ksuba. Meaning, Rilos is making a total side point. Right? This is a total side point. He's really saying the get is kosher. As a side effect of a kosher get, you're gover your ksuba, and all ksubas you're gover from nechasim shibadim can be torah to the kukos. Okay, he's not really adding something terribly significant. You know, in case you might have thought, nah, he only meant Mishumi Guna, they were Makel. In case you might have thought, no, but Koshi, they didn't want to be Ma'agin her, but they didn't want to give her any, and that they took away all her rights if she has such an inferior get. It's like, no, this get is totally kosher. It's as kosher as any other get. It has all the side effects of any get. But it's talking about the side effects of a get. What's Rashi's second shot? If there's a shtar milvo with Eidim Asira without Eidim Chasima, and I owe you, right? I owe Morty a million shekel, and it's not signed by anyone, but if Morty brings two Eidim Asira, not only is he gover for me, even if I sold my property as a ordinary property, he's gover min chasim me shubadim. Because shtar chov is also called a get. That says we get chov. So these are the two deos in Rashi. Of Gobin and Yechasim Meshubat. Right? Which is, seems to be something very prominent in the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Kosher, and the next word he says is Gobin and Yechasim Meshubat. So, is this telling us something very new or just a small detail? That's two deos in Rashi. Gobin min Yechasim Meshubatim. So, one shot says Rashi. One shot is Govek Suba, and that's a side effect of a get which has a Masira. The other pshat is no, it's a Shtar Chob Eide Masira, and it creates Shibud Nechasim. What do we know, right? We all know this background. Milve Bal Peh, if I lend you in front of Eidim Bal Peh, then I'm Govek Nechasim Echom. You owe me the money. But I have no mortgage on your property. If I lend you with a shtar, I have a mortgage on your property, I can be torn from the kuchos. So, Eidim Asira counts as a shtar, creates Shiva Nechasim. Now, here, I admit, it's not 100% clear. Okay, what? Which pshat is right? Which pshat? Now, the truth is, which pshat is right? So Tosfos points out, here we have a bit of a problem. There are two sugyas in Shas, one of which sounds very clearly like the first shot, one of which sounds very clearly like the second shot. If you've got a chance to look in the Tosfos Rosh and the Rashba here, they give all kinds of other answers. Well, stick with what Tosfos quotes. We don't have to get into all the questions and answers. The basic problem is, if you have the Gemara in Gittin, Daf, Pei, Vavam, and Beis, or the Gemara in, was it Bava Basra, Kufayim, Vavam, and Aleph? Where was that? Yeah. Kofai and Bavam and Aleph, they both say different things. In Pivam Beis, they want to know if Rabbi Elazar said a shita by other shtaros or only by Gittin. He said, Gom and Chasim Shabbatim, he obviously said a shita by other shtaros. That seems to prove, like the second shot in Rashi. Because the Gemara says, Gove, Mina Chasim, Mishuabadim, refers to Shar Sharos and not to get. Okay, the fourth is like the second shot. Why is there a first shot? Maybe because the Gemara in Bava Basra, at least in what most Rishonim had as the majority Girsa, said before it's the other way. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, how come if you have a get, a Shtar, an IOU in my handwriting without Eidim, there's no Shiva Nechasim? Even if Bezdin saw that it really exists. Meaning, obviously, if I bring my own handwriting, Morty brings, I owe you, as of January 1st, 2004, a million shekels, signed Asaf Bednarsh. Obviously, we're not going to go Torf Lekuchos from 2004, because maybe I just wrote it today, and we're trying to pull a trick on the Lekuchos of Knunya. But even if Beis Din saw this get on January 1st, 2004. So they know it's legit. Still, there's no Shiva Nachasim. So why is there Shiva Nachasim in Masira? They know that's different because Mishas Ksuba Shiva Nafshe. Because he wasn't Mishab himself in the get, he was Mishab himself in the Ksuba. The Ksuba is a valid Ksuba. So here, come on, this is a proof to the first shot. It says that Govet Minachasim Mishubadim because Mishas Ksuba Shiva Nafshe. That's exactly saying the first shot, which is that it's not that the get is Govet Minachasim Mishubadim. It's just as a side effect of the get, you're going to the ksuba and chasm shvadim. Hey, where does the shiva come from? Shiva comes from the ksuba, not from the get. So here we have a stira. Within Tosos, Tosos brings two ways to work out the ksuba, which will be good enough for us for now. The Rashbam takes the second shot. This is what Tosos prefers. Truth is, most Rishon prefer the second shot. And what does the Rashbam say? He says, no problem. Says the Rashbam, no, change Girsa. He changes the Girsa. Okay, he finds such a Girsa, he doesn't change totally on his own. Two, Mishas Ksiva. No, when you write a get intending to use Eidei Mesira, that's a valid Shibud. That's what it means. When you're Kosev a get and you give it with Eidei Mesira, that's a valid Shibud. Mishas Ksiva. Right? Ksiva means when you write a shtar chov. Not when you write a get. A get doesn't create a shiva mishas ksiva. It's referring to a shtar chov. Yeah. When I write a shtar chov with eidei chasima, it's a shiva. And when I write a shtar chov with eidei mesira, it's also a shiva. Just change the super to ksiva. That's a pretty easy gerson change. What do you do? Here, it's a little trickier. It says Rabbeinu Hananel in Tosfos. And Hananel says, you know what? It's a machlokas asugyas, and we pass like the Gemara Bava Basra. Says, we paskin like the sugya in Bava, like the sugya is Bava Basra, again, skidden. Okay, classic, you call this a Gaonic versus Tosas way of looking at things, right? Gaonim have no problem making everything in the hooks of sugya and taking who we paskin like. While Tosfos always likes to harmonize all the sugyas and get them to not disagree, as a rule of thumb. In any case, what does this mean to us? Now, it depends what they're arguing about. If you want it to be very boring, and it seems that there are some Rishonim who want to go this way, maybe they're going to let you be Metzko and Tosfos Rush, you could say they're only arguing about Pshat in these words. They both agree to both dinim. They both agree that if you have a get with Eidei Mesira, you go with Ksuba Mechas Mishabadim. They both agree if you have a Shtar Chov with Eidei Mesira, you go with Mechas Mishabadim. They just argue what these words mean. Okay, if they just argue what the words mean, then there's nothing conceptual to say about it. If they argue what the words mean, you can prove one thing, you can prove another thing, and deal with it. Right? But Rabbi Hananel, Tosas didn't understand that way. Tosas understood they're arguing Medina, right? So if we assume that this is a machlokas in din, not just in exegesis, they're not just arguing what the words mean. They're really arguing in din, which Tosos does assume. Then what are they arguing about? They're arguing about a shtar chov be'edei mesira. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about a shtar chov or shtar milva, same thing. Be'edei mesira, says Rabbeinu Hananel. It's considered milva al peh, and there's no shibud nechasim. Says Tosfos, no. It's considered milveh b'shtar, and there is shiva mechasim. Okay, this is where I want to get to now. So let's assume, like Tosos, meaning I'm not saying this on my own. Don't come to me and say, Bednarsh, how do you know they're arguing and didn't? Maybe they're arguing the meaning of the words, but they agree and didn't. No, the Rabbeinu Hananel paskin. It's a machlokas pshat. Tosos says Rabbeinu Hananel paskin Paskind, I think he used the word pasak. Let's assume he does. Rabbi Chananel Piresh, etc. Oh, pasak Rabbeinu Chananel. Lo magbinon be'edim esirel nechari. He paskin that way. And Tosos paskin the opposite way. So this is a fascinating machlokas. What are they arguing about? Why would they have this machlokas b'das Rabbi Elazar? Whether a shtar chol be'edim esira is worth, basically they're arguing if it's worth something or not. Right? If it's not golden, the chasm shabbatim, then it's not worth much. It's just a mil v'al peh. With or without. Meaning, if you're not going to chasm shabbatim, then the shtar doesn't add anything. Of course, a milvah with edim you collect, just that. Not through chasm shabbatim. Even without a shtar, even a milvah v'al peh with edim you collect, mibnei chorin, from the guy himself. Right? So here's the question. Is a shtar chol v'edim asirah valid according to Rabbi Elazar or not? It's a valid question. So, what's the Yisod of Machlokas? And here, what do they call that? A train turner, right? That's what we need here. Only young people get that. Here we have Tosfos. And here we have the Rach. What's the Yesod of the Machlokas? So, we'll just have to end now and say there are three ways to understand the Yesod of the Machlokas, in my humble opinion. One way is, what might be the most Pashut Pshat way, but I don't like it at all. Rashi later on, I didn't put this Rashi in the Makoros, it sort of sounds that way. Anyone want to tell me? Here we got a very fundamental question. It's really a more fundamental question. Someone want to tell me, by the way, I'm expecting everyone to remember this next mon as if we're just continuing straight. Right? We're leaving in the middle of a sentence, and everyone should be holding that sentence next mon. Why does a milva b'shtar go from the chasm shabbatim and a milva b'peh doesn't? Someone tell me the most shatik answer. A kol. That's the Gemara says a few places. It's the Gemara says the kamadra button. The Gemara is very clear that it's the kamadra button. You can make fancy schmancies that it's a takanah drabbanan that's based on some yesodet d'oraita or something. But lemaisa, it's a takanah, right? Or chayim, it's very fancy things to say about how it has roots in a d'oraita. But it doesn't matter. It is a takanah drabbanan, bottom line. Mi d'oraita, either both ways you're going to chasm shibadim, that's called shibuda d'oraita, or both ways you're not going to chasm shibadim, that's called shibuda la d'oraita. The last so given by Basra. But the meat rabban is different. Why is there a difference? The lawyer says very clearly, kol, when you have a milvah b'shtar, that has, what do the lawyers call it? Notoriety, right? That has notoriety. It's well known. It has a kol. It spreads. And therefore, if I lend Morty $1 million and he sells Simcha his house, and I come and collect Simcha's house, Simcha says, why are you taking my house? It's not my fault. I say, it is your fault. You should have heard. You should have investigated and found out. Nowadays, they call it a title search, right? You should have done a title search to make sure his property wasn't mortgaged. And even the opposite of nafshe, if I lend Morty money bal peh, there's no call. Everyone doesn't hear about this. And therefore, Simcha can say, you can't take Mechal, you can't take this house from me. I had no way of knowing. It's unfair to me. It's saved to the Lukuchos. Fine. Pasha. So what can you say the argument is? If I lend you bal peh, I say here, right? Here's 1,000 shekel bal peh. Even if there are two edim, those Edom don't spread the word. Chazal know that when Edom sees something bal peh, they don't start spreading the word. If I say, here's 1,000 shekel, write down a piece of paper, have these two Edom sign, they do spread the word. Okay, Chazal understood psychologically, sociologically, whatever you call it, that's how it works. What about something in between? If I say, here's 1,000 shekel, give me a piece of paper, and have these two Edom witness you handing me the piece of paper. Do they spread the word or not? That's a psychological question. I guess when Edom takes something more seriously, they spread the word more. When they take it less seriously, they spread the word less. When they're more involved, they spread the word more. And they sign on, they spread it more. When they're less involved, they spread it less. So, how about if they're in the middle? They didn't just witness it. They witnessed a piece of paper being given over. But they still didn't sign. So it could be a psychological machlokas. Is there kol? Is there not kol? That's the simplest way to explain the machlokas in Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos. It has nothing to do with any lumdus of Meir or Luz or anything. It's just a psychological machlokas, is there kol or not? Right, so that's one way, right? That's the boring way to explain. They hold that There is kol with Eda Mesira. Or the Eda Mesira are Motsiyim kol. That's the nicest way to say it. Eda Mesira Motsiyim kol. They spread the word. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I disagree with your psychology. Eda Mesira ain't Motsiyim kol. Only Eda Chasima spread a kol, not Eda Mesira. Okay, that's the most straightforward way to look at it. Why is that not my preferred way, or the Rav's preferred way, or anyone's preferred way to read this sort of machlokes? Because, you know, then they're just arguing in Metzias, who's Motzi HaKol, who's not Motzi HaKol. You know, they why don't they just check who's Motzi HaKol, who's not Motzi HaKol? So you can always say, I don't know, they checked, they came up with different answers. Or they're Motzi HaKol a little, and they're arguing whether that's enough to qualify as Motzi HaKol or not.
But away from Tamei HaMitzvot.
It's a Tachanun Rabban, of course you can.
No, I mean, you could just go easily and say, that is the reason, but once it is, it is.
Of course you can. Okay, now there are two things that you said that I'm not even going to get to today. Okay, anyone who's a real Lamdan is going to be a little dissatisfied with this possibility, although everyone has to be an honest person and say that's quite possible. But we have to really get very deep, much deeper to properly understand this. So I guess we'll have to push this off until next month. So I will have to wish everyone a Gemara Chasima Tova and say to be continued. Let me just ask a quick question before we go to, well, some of us the afternoon Seder, some of us the Ben Azmanim.